Less than a month after the inauguration of President Hamid Karzai, U.S. forces continue to clash with militants in Afghanistan. An American soldier was killed yesterday and three others were wounded. Lieutenant General David Barno is the top U.S. commander in the country. A year ago, he predicted that Osama bin Laden would be caught by the end of 2004. We reached Lieutenant General Barno in Kabul, and he says they're still on the hunt for bin Laden, who many believe is in the frontier area of Pakistan.
Well, we don't know where he is, even though we've got a very powerful intelligence effort that focuses on finding these senior figures. We have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week dedicated operation that does nothing but that, and we'll look for him until we find him and bring him to justice.
If he is in Pakistan, how do you catch him? Because the U.S. cannot cross that border.
Well, I think that's pretty speculative in terms of estimating where he might be, but I can tell you that the Pakistani government has proven to be great allies here, not only bringing several hundred al-Qaeda associated figures to justice here over the last 3 years, but in working very closely with us to root out foreign fighters and al-Qaeda remnants in their border areas. So I've got a lot of confidence that the Pakistanis have the ability to do that once he's found.
Over the last 3 years, from time to time, the Pakistani military has been charged with, if you will, helping bin Laden's al-Qaeda. Do you see that anymore? Is that still an issue?
Well, I sure don't see any evidence of that. I've been in this job for going on 15 months now, and I've interacted with the Pakistanis probably at least twice a month. I think there was a dramatic shift last December when there were two assassination attempts against President Musharraf, and those were both tied to al-Qaeda. And it's very clear, I think, across the board in the leadership in Pakistan today that al-Qaeda is a menace to the country and to their future.
Let's turn to the second of what one might call the three aspects of the U.S., the mission there, the Taliban. President Karzai has offered an amnesty to some Taliban leaders, many of whom fled to Pakistan. How is that working?
Well, I think it's actually in its earliest stages right now. The president has not formally announced a reconciliation program. This is President Karzai, but we're anticipating probably in the not-too-distant future he's going to do just that. In our take from the field commanders out there that operate on the ground every day is that there's a significant amount of interest among Taliban rank and file to accept this offer to come in out of the mountains and out of the snow and rejoin what's obviously a hugely successful political process here and economic progress here made in Afghanistan over the last couple of years.
Recently, there has been a classified report that found some of the same problems that plagued military prisons in Iraq, those same problems in Afghanistan. What is the state of affairs as you know it, and what actions have you taken?
As I read the report, which is fairly concise, I didn't see any particular parallels at all with what was found with the facilities in Iraq, certainly with regard to abuse. What we did as a result of that, though, is we did make a couple of changes. We've increased the training for our security elements, our guards on these facilities. We standardized some of the facility construction itself. I think most importantly, we've allowed the International Committee of the Red Cross earlier access to our detainees. Now they get to see them within 15 days at the maximum out there of them being detained.
There is a resurgence in Afghanistan that no one would deny, and there, a lot of people are talking about, and that's of the drug trade and the growing of poppy.
No, I think that's correct. There's quite a bit the military is doing today in that arena.
What is the most likely scenario that you're looking at in terms of troop involvement?
Well, I think most likely would be through our provincial reconstruction teams that they're involved in assisting local populations. So alternative livelihood, giving farmers alternatives to poppy, will be an area we for sure will have involvement with. Least likely would be the possibility the military could be engaged with some sort of eradication.
Could you see the U.S. military involved in, say, going after drug labs?
Yeah, we could potentially grow some roles, breaking up the supply chain out there with drugs after they're harvested. But the exact specifics of how that might play out, I think, are unclear right now.
You just don't know?
No, not at this point.
Lieutenant General David Barno speaking from Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.